All right.
Now I have to continue. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I'm Wayne Cavanaugh, and
I'm Will Alexander. It's good to have you back, Wayne.
Yeah, thanks, Will. And I wanted to just apologize. I'm sorry we missed our first episode. Some of you may know my mom passed away, and it was a really tough time. So I appreciate your messages and condolences, and that's why the sport's so great, man.
Oh, it was even overwhelming at Westminster. They were asking me to pass on wishes to you. So
she was such a special woman, and I think anyone meets her, you know, that ever met her. No, I mean, she made it to 100, but she made it dancing to 100.
Yeah.
Sharp as a tack. This was a 65-year-old in every way, shape, or form who happened to have 100 years under her belt. But
she was
amazing. And it was a peaceful, wonderful, painless passing, and surrounded by the people that she absolutely loved. And I was there every day for 19 days, 8 to 10. And I'm glad we had that time to talk and laugh. We did a lot of laughing. She's very funny. But anyway, I apologize for missing the show. And also, I've been looking forward to judging that Hudson England Setter specialty in Norwalk at the Combined, whatever they call it these days. I've been looking forward to that forever. I showed them that show every year from, I don't know, probably 8 years old on. It was our local big English Setter show. And it was really something I looked forward to. And David Kittredge did it. I'm pleased he was able to step up. Thank you, David. I really appreciate it. I don't know who won, but I'm sure it was a good dog if David did it. I missed that. And it was easy call, right?
Everybody sent their wishes, and they all understood completely. It was
Thanks. It's get you back to the real world. And it really, I tell you, it's got me thinking a lot about what was important to her was not anything except spreading joy and spreading love and being positive. And when people asked her how she got to be 100, she'd just say, smile, come on, smile, spread some love. Stop being so serious about yourself. You know? Get a hold of yourself, you know, just get out there and be nice to somebody. And she really meant it, you know. Everybody that worked, her beautiful assisted living facility, her apartment was gorgeous. And she had she knew every single person's first name and their kids' names. And she addressed them as such and asked them questions about them. And it was always about somebody else, never about her. She was really a rare and special woman. So still having a hard time with it here and there. But anyway, never mind. Thank you all for all that. And on to the little dog show that happened the day after the Hudson England Special. Yeah. I should say day of, right? Yeah. And that's when you were at, Will.
I was there. It was unbelievable. It was the Lyndhurst Castle. It was almost epic when you think about the grounds and how they did it. They made it work. It just worked. Right down to the protocol when we came in. It was so smooth. We drove in, like, we came in probably around the first day, around 5 or 5:30, and all the real health officials were there, and you had to download your app and go through how you felt that day of the quiz, and then they would scan it, and then they would look at your you had to have a form done, because the people that had the second vaccine had to apply to be cleared, and then you got another clearing form. They would clear that. Then you wore two bracelets. You wore the handler's bracelet like we always wear. Then you wore the green one that showed that you had your second shot.
Excellent.
Yeah. It was sort of like, and then they took your temperature. It was a little bit like I Am Legend, the movie.
Yeah.
You know, like what happens, infected, pull over there, and then we never see them again. And the bracelets made me think of Logan's Run. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Logan's Run. But it was smooth as silk. They did a great job. And then the parking crew with Harry and the boys, it was smooth.
Just
a great job.
And what we do without Harry at those shows, he's just something else. And, you know, yes, it was a lot to put up with. And I know some people were upset and some people didn't like it. And some people were very even offended, and others were thrilled. And I really don't think any of that matters, because at the end of the day, No one had to wear a mask unless they wanted to.
Right.
You could be confident that everybody there. I mean, I told you, I judged a show where the woman, you know, went over her dog 3 hours later. She hadn't felt good all day and she tested positive. And I'd just been 2 inches from her mouth for, you know, going over a dog's bite and everything else. So,
and there were some mask wearers. Some people did have their masks on. And
yeah.
Because if they, I wasn't sure about this part because there was COVID testing. I don't know about not everybody had the green bracelet. So I think if you had the green bracelet, you didn't have to wear the mask, I think.
Right. I don't know.
But there were
at least they tried.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was they did a fabulous job.
Well, what you don't want to happen is the state to come in last day when things change and say, oh, by the way, we have a new rule. You can't do this anymore. Well, they could prove and show very seriously that they took their time and planned this. So it'd be hard to shut someone down who's taken all that time and worked so closely with the state. So I think it's been it's really been it made the show just happen, and who can complain about that?
And let's face it, they had to do it. You know, it was a necessity, and we got to have our dog show.
Yeah,
and I don't know, Wayne, but in that group ring, did you watch on YouTube? I think it was Bonnie Threlfall posted the time lapse photography of them preparing that tent. Yeah. It was incredible. It was incredible.
The thing that I really enjoyed was, if you knew where to look, or if you had the time, you could find so many cool features and so many cool little, you know, the all the stuff that was shot before the show and up to the show, you know, the road to and all that. But I know how much money and time it takes to do those B-rolls. And when you see B-roll of those dogs, you know, just happens to be two people in period clothing, with whippets walking across the floor at Lindhurst Mansion or whatever it might be. And it was all night on TV. Those aren't easy to shoot. That's not one take. And it's a lot of editing. And that was done ahead of time. And it was done spectacularly. Oh. And it set the mood on TV for where you were. And I thought they did a great job at pointing out that this is where it was. There's great history here too. No one's saying it's, you know, better or worse than the garden.
Right.
But they did a great job. And it looked beautiful. I mean, it looked like an Olympic Village from television.
In the group ring, other than spanning or scanning the stands, you could have easily been on the floor at Madison Square Garden. You know, it was incredible what they did there. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. You know, it was
I really enjoyed Dr. Donald Sturz's his comments. You know, he's so good at this, and he does point out, well, he points out things that are relevant to the breed. So if you're trying to watch, and you, if you're, you know, new to the sport or old to the sport, he points out things about the breed that are important, and some of the other silly stuff he leaves behind. So,
and it doesn't look, when he's talking to you, it feels like he's talking to us. It doesn't seem scripted.
He's not reading. He hasn't even had a study. Yeah, that's how I did it at Crufts. Well, I never had a notebook at Crufts because if you didn't know it, you shouldn't be talking about it. Yeah. But it was fun to watch. And I think that the, you know, when you think about what a Herculean task this is, take something out of New York and make this happen and have every base covered. I just thought it was a really great effort by the Kennel Club, Westminster and Kennel Club that is. And I think in the state, whoever they worked with, they're just, I can't even imagine how many people were involved in making that happen.
The undertaking, unbelievable. And I want to give a shout out to, I don't know, did you see the national anthem? Do you see the opening?
Oh, it was beautiful. Rebecca. And how cool to have Rebecca do it, right?
Oh, she was amazing.
Yeah, she was great.
She didn't look nervous.
It was
beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
Rebecca Cross, for everybody that didn't notice that she was there, or didn't know her. She was the singer of the national anthem. She also ended up winning the Terrier Group.
Yeah, I was gonna say she had a good day. She might want to always sing the national anthem.
Well, she sings it a lot.
Shows. So. Oh yeah, it's not the first time I've heard her, but it was great to get she got to do it on TV. And you know, and the coverage was not hard to find.
No,
for me in America anyway.
Even in Canada, they had it on Sportsnet One, which is a big hockey channel. So really? It was on there,
Well, that could be because there's really no hockey, no Canadian hockey going on anymore.
Yeah, no, there still is. There's still
in your area,
Canadians.
Oh, you have to go up to the, where's that? Is that still Canada, Montreal?
That's still Canada.
It's not Toronto.
No, not the, not the center of the universe, but
it's, the Hall of Fame is, the Hockey Hall of Fame is in Toronto, wasn't it? Hey, it's good. I think it's a fun playoff though. Oh, not apart from Westminster, we'll get back, I promise you. But Tampa and the Islanders,
that's incredible last night. Incredible.
And the Canadians,
the score was 4-2. It was much closer than that.
Absolutely, way closer. And I thought that the Vegas Knights have been a great surprise, and they're really holding their own.
Well, they're not a surprise. They were banked to go number one. You know,
I thought Colorado.
Colorado beat them out in the last second for the President's Trophy, but yeah. Vegas had Vegas as I think number two, winning the cup. And the biggest one is Montreal. Montreal is a long shot. You know,
Let's go for the Canadian. Let's go for the long shot then.
There's more Canadians on the Vegas team than there's in the Montreal Canadiens.
There are more Americans on the Toronto team, and that's probably your problem.
but there's more. Vegas has the most Canadians on the team than any other team in the league.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Really cool.
And Mark Stone, the captain of the Canadian, the captain of Vegas, he has soft coated wheat interiors.
Does he really?
He does. Yes.
Wow. Did he groom with a stone?
That's
too far to reach. Back to the garden, because we don't want to do that anymore.
That's not the garden, it's Westminster.
That's right. Well, there's probably a garden at the Lyndhurst Estate.
Oh, there was a lot of gardens. It was beautiful.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. And by the way, of course, and I think many people have, when I lived out there, I didn't, you know, every single year we went to Westchester. There wasn't any bigger weekend. It was, you know, Somerset Hills and Westchester, and it was a great, great weekend. And in that venue, without, of course, all the tents and stuff, but the venue has always been beautiful. And it's just so many. And when they were doing the overhead shots, you know, the drone shots where they fly around, I'm like, that's where I used to park. Right over there, I used to park. I remember that tree.
It did rain the one day, and that ground sure gets spongy.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked like in the Arisetta ring, I thought I saw a spongy spot.
Yeah.
It could have been a reflection, but I thought, well, it's grass wet there. But it can get that way.
Yes, I heard. I had never been there before, even at Westchester. I had never.
Oh, really? Oh,
there must have been shows that weekend in Canada, because I never went to those shows.
Oh, they were glorious. Well, and back in the day, it was a good old crew, Bud McGivern and those guys. I can't think of her name, but Glorina Schwartz's husband, Sandy, and a bunch of other, you know, great dog people. And
Sandy was Canadian.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did he play for Montreal? I don't think he did, but... He was a tall guy. You never know.
Ernie, take this stuff out. You realize Ernie's a Maple Leaf fan too.
You never know. But it was really cool this year at Westminster to see new breeds. Yeah. And the Beaver Terrier, which the Beaver is not the Brewer, it's a Beaver. And it's, I think it's really eye-catching breed that the public's going to like. The Dogo is a breed that is formidable. And then there's the American Hairless, which we always thought was around, but it's certainly not.
Don't forget about the Barbet.
And the Barbet. And really, you know what? One of those is wrong. One of those is wrong because there's Lackenwalls too.
Oh, Lackenwall, yes.
Lackenwalls too. They were new. So one of them might not be. But there's, you know, the Hairless Terrier, Hairless Rat Terrier has been around. So the American Hairless is good to see. The Dogo, the Beaver, and the Lackenwall. And at the UKC, of course, Belgians were a big deal for us. So we had them all the time. It was, we always had a specialty. Sometimes they're national in conjunction with the premier show. So we got to see plenty of them, great breeders. And I'm so happy that they're able to participate now. I'm happy for all these breeds that they can participate. Oh, sure. What's wrong with...
I walk by the, I guess it's called the Beavers. I walk by the Beaver ring, and they're an attractive breed. There's no question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And all my toy friends were in there showing away on them, you know.
Sure. And they're going to be competitive, you know. There's some good ones, and they've been around a long time, and it takes a while before you make some good ones, but they are now. And really, the Barbet to me, I just love that breed. Their temperaments are extraordinary. You're never going to meet one that doesn't want to wag its tail and say hello. They're a great size. I personally am too old to keep up with that coat. I know it's a lot of work, but that, you know, that large head and the way they really are foot under the withers. They're very serious about that in that breed and their coats. But, they're beautiful dogs. And I think they're going to do quite well.
Quite a while. So
You had the big winning one up there for a while, right?
Yeah. I remember when they first got accepted, and there was a dog in Quebec, which is the home province of the Montreal Canadiens. If you want to throw that in there before I do. But he was unbelievable. Like I didn't know anything about the breed, but you didn't have to know anything about the breed to know that he was exceptional. I don't remember his name. This young girl was showing him and he just stood there. His coat looked like he was wet and he was dry. Yeah. He just looked beautiful.
They are gorgeous. Just to correct myself, I was right that it wasn't the American Hairless. The four breeds are the Barbet, the Lacanois, the Beaver, and the Dogo. The first time at Westminster, that is. And there are new breeds coming up through the pipeline. And I'm heading out in September because I really enjoy these people. I'm going to the Silk and Windhound.
I love that breed.
I do too.
And you had me judge that breed when I judged the premiere the one time. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I did their national one year, and the quality was unbelievable. The people are great. It's a different dog show. I couldn't believe the first one went to Silken Fest. They have X-Pens. They'll put four or five together and throw 10 dogs in. Not just theirs. Anybody can go in. They just throw them in there, and they all sleep on these beautiful beds together.
It's like the Saluki people.
Yeah.
And then, they set up living rooms at ringside.
Exactly. Well, most of the Silken people don't come from AKC dog shows. They just fit into this whole family group thing.
Yeah.
And after the judging, there's straight racing, there's lure coursing. It's very much a performance breed. So we went to the polo fields we were in Olympia, and I think we went to the Tacoma polo fields to do straight racing. And I thought, where's the fence? Didn't need one. At the end of the race, they come right back to their owners.
Wow.
Now, I know it's going to be controversial because it is essentially a created breed, as many breeds are. Some of the new ones we have. But I would like to see them develop and maybe someday work their way through the system.
Well, I really enjoyed them when I judged them. And they were I thought they were very uniform, and they were good quality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were good quality. Well, they're all... You're not going to find one that's not sound because they really are serious about the performance events.
And so, I didn't see any temperaments. They were all
they're great.
Sweet. They were all
really sweet. But the to see all these new breeds at the garden at Tarrytown at the Lyndhurst, it really was kind of cool. It's showing the breadth and depth of the breeds we have and that genetic diversity. And hopefully it'll bring someone in, someone that sees a new breed on TV and knows what they're getting into and can meet up with a responsible breeder and talk to them about what it's like to take care of that breed. Not everybody, a Dogo is not for everybody, obviously. No breed's for everybody.
No, exactly.
Right. We have a neighbor with a short hair. He's like, boy, this dog has a lot of energy. I'm like, yeah, well, that's kind of how they are. It's what they do, So, and you hear from Siberian people that, buy one as a pet because they like its blue eyes. He chews through my living room wall. Well, they were bred to run on the open tundra for, you might want to let it have some exercise. But, it's great. And I think there's a lot of good information for viewers, both people in the sport and outside of the sport. And it was fun to watch all the dogs.
What about Mrs. Trotter, though?
We all love Pat.
Oh, my God. She was unbelievable. There's going to be T-shirts with that quote on it. You just know that.
All over social media. Yeah, I mean, everybody said it. It was brilliant. I wonder how long ago she thought that up and wrote it down and was sitting on it. Because it's brilliant. It is. By the way, what she said was, and I'll screw it up, but to get close, it was something like, not all pets are show dogs, but I can assure you that all show dogs are pets.
Yes, that was it.
And that should be it, if not close. And really,
it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be everywhere.
It's so true. Yep. And, we forget. Miss P, got your dog. I threw it in there. Miss P was you know, was he was not only a house dog for Lori and for you, he was a house dog. She was a house dog. Yeah. And she had fun on our pool table down in the barn in our place that night. You know? So, yeah, it's they're all pets.
And, you realize Belter's counting the times you do.
Yeah. Oh, he is. I don't know what his cholesterol is. And he won at Westminster with a breed. I think it's a new breed. I never heard of it before. No, I'm only kidding. He won with a Boo Hunt, and he's got Dawn's bred. Beautiful.
Oh, and he's whoever's breeding. Yeah, that's a good dog to watch too.
And they're cool breeds too.
Put on a good show.
Yeah, it's
a cool and breed. K1 English Cockers.
Yes, so and strong, I watched strong that breed. On the TV.
Yeah.
And Margie did them, and you know, Margie and I go back a million years. We were neighbors ish. You know, live 20 minutes apart or so. Came up in pointers and water breeds together. But she breeds English Cockers and has, mostly pointers, but she's bred English Cockers. So to get the nod from a breeder judge is always special.
Yeah. Well, Kay tends to do that now. You don't see her a lot of all breed shows, and she just goes and shows the specialty judges and what she does.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately with some breeds, you're going to have to show to the breeder judges. And quite a few of them, maybe a growing number are getting that way. I don't know, but a lot of new dogs, exciting new dogs at Westminster this year that did, you know, that made their appearance felt in the groups, win or lose, and some missing, you know, which I think maybe the whole, I don't know, I guess the whole procedure maybe let some handlers not decide not to come or go elsewhere. There were lots of shows this week.
There sure were, yeah.
They were all over the place. From Louisiana to, you know, I mean, everywhere. There were just shows everywhere. So a lot to compete. And if you're a handler and you're trying to make ends meet after the pandemic, when you didn't get to work, you can go to four or five shows or one, you know, it's a tough choice to make.
Well, exactly. And I'm sure in the back of their head, someone were worried about how it was going to go because it's been done before. Right. So they were probably apprehensive. Yeah. But it sure went smooth as silk, as far as I could tell.
So. Yeah, it did. I thought it was brilliant, and you know, you just had so many good people put that thing together, and they did it so well. So, kudos to Westminster Kennel Club for taking something that people thought just couldn't happen. Now there is time. Have you heard that? You'll hear people bantering about, well, it was so good that it should always be there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and granted, it was wonderful, but there's just something about the garden. You know, there's just something. Well, there's talk. I guess they're talking about 4 days in January now, and doing 3 days, and then I don't know how they're doing, but I don't want
to. It's hard to get your date back, you know. You know, there's. It's kind of like when Chicago used to have their amazing, wonderful international show at McCormick Place. That was just a horrible day for a dog show. It was in the middle of winter in Chicago. You know, everything about it was the wrong date, but that's the date they got.
Right.
And there's a story about how they got that date, but I don't know if it's public, but anyway, that's the story. That's the date, and they had it forever. Yeah. And I think everyone complained about that show all day long, and it was a great show after, and everybody loved it when they were done parking.
Yeah, everybody complained about the garden and the weather and the parking, and but it still has the mystique about
mystique. Yes, in fact, that did happen 1 year. Well,
yeah, she did. Yeah,
mystique went best in show. I don't know what happened at the Blarney. They probably thought that we didn't love them anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
They probably had triple staff on. Waiting at the Blarney. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's a pub. I guess it's supposed to be an Irish pub, but it's a pub near the garden where dog show people tend to drop in.
Yes, we tend to meet there. Yeah.
Sometimes not leave. But it's a great place to meet informally without your dogs when you have a moment. So it's been a tradition for many, many, many years. They probably missed us, Will.
I'm sure they did.
Not as much as they missed us when we were younger and stayed longer, but they probably missed us anyway.
9 o'clock is a new midnight. So
yeah. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to David Fitzpatrick. We were talking earlier about breeder owner handlers, and some of them are professional handlers, but they still bred it and owned it. And that's a big deal. You know, it's a big deal.
And he has consistently bred beautiful dogs.
When is he not?
Right.
And you know, he's just, and he, the way he takes care of these dogs, the conditioning of these dogs, it's just brilliant to see. And you know, he really loves it so much. When he won, it just, you could see it just meant so much to him.
And he's such an ambassador.
Yeah. And by the way, I could say that for a lot of the, in fact, I could say it for all seven of them. You know, these are people who have been paid their dues. They've been in the sport. A lot of them bred their own. I mean, the Whippet, certainly, breeder, owner, handler. And it was just fun to see that engagement. And it makes it more personal. You know, I know when I show my own dog and when something big, it feels better than when someone else shows it for me. But not that I could win the garden like you will, because, you know, a little rusty.
I mean, like, wow.
The old back's not what it used to be, Will. Do I really have to go around again? Come on. Give me a break. You already saw her walk five steps. What else you need?
Well, that
stupid free stack. Yeah. By the way, I did see a couple of judges during the day do what I do. The minute they get back to me, I just send them. I don't have time. I don't want to. I'll go watch you when you're down the end on your own. You think I'm not watching. I don't need a little pirouette in the whole thing. There were several times in the group rings where people would do that big go behind the judgment. And you can see the judge standing there looking ahead like, are they coming? Where the hell are they? What are they doing? Are they grooming this thing? Do I hear a blow dryer? What's going on back there? As in this big thing, and you know, smooth coated breed, and they have to brush the top like that's going to push them over the edge. And then come around, woo, the big circle, woo, off we go. You know, yeah, it's by the way, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people love that. I am an old curmudgeon. I'm a curmudgeon, Will. That's what I am. I'm the get off my lawn guy now. I'm old enough to say get off my damn lawn. So get off my damn circle for 2 hours behind and come off.
I tend to teach the same thing in my classes, though.
Do you really? Good for you. I do.
But that dog right from the judge marched down and back.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw a lot of people. Oh, and Justin with a French, another guy that's, you know, how about that? We haven't had a husband wife in a while.
Yeah.
But we had them, obviously, but not in a while.
It was a great lineup. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was a really good lineup, you know. And you know, Lauren with the Sammy's done a lot of winning and put on a good show. I think they all did. I think they all had a fine moment, and really, it'd be really hard to argue with any of them.
Exactly. Right. That's the easiest class to judge.
Yeah, it is. You know? It is. But it's how you do it, and Pat did it with grace and aplomb and knowledge, and who wasn't happy for Pat?
She
looked beautiful. She looked gorgeous. She just looked beautiful. I could just see her in my head running around that wind ring with Vagabond, and like it was yesterday, you know. So for her to be in that best in show ring so many times herself, and then to be in there and judging it as a breeder, it was.
I liked how they mentioned that she'd been in that ring how many times that best show ring. Yeah. Because she's won like 10 groups, hasn't she? Some crazy number like that.
Never got the gold ring. But that's okay. She certainly did her share of winning. And we always think of Pat and Westminster in the same breath.
Exactly.
You win that many groups with that many dogs, you've earned more than your stripes,
And now she's going to have T-shirts. I can just tell.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Hey, take the lead. Want to make some money? There you go. Get Pat's quote. She probably already has a copyright. She's going to sue us all. But you should have done it, Pat. You should have copyrighted. It's brilliant. Anyway, so what else did you – tell me else what it was like to be there. Well, I don't really – I mean, did you get to see everybody you typically would see?
Oh, it was so good to see everybody. Like I when I was under the main tent where the rings were, it was like, there's somebody. And I hadn't seen them in a year. So it was so great to catch up and watch and to watch the breed judging. And it was just it felt so normal again. You know, it really did. And it felt warm. You know what I mean? It felt like I was home. It was just.
Well, I could see, you know, on TV, you can see people standing ringside talking. And there's a couple times I saw you and Adam. And I thought, oh, I want to be there. I want to be talking to those guys. Oh,
yeah, you know? It was great. It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Adam's just been, he's just a great guy. And
I stayed there all week. I was at the house all week.
Did you really?
Yeah. And Mr. Still was there as well. I had breakfast with
Mr. Still. I saw Mr. Still on TV. I almost fainted. I thought, is that Brian? And he looks great, of course.
It's like a movie star, that Brian. My mom thinks he looks like Cary Grant.
there you go. What a good guy. I miss him. Living out here in the Midwest, I love it out here. And it's been over 20 years for us. But I do miss my friends that I grew up with on the East Coast. And we got Brian out there quite a bit for being a Michigan guy. But he's not in Michigan now, is he?
Isn't he? No, he lives in Connecticut.
He's back in Connecticut, yeah.
I had breakfast with him at least three times. You know, it was
great.
Yeah, it was great to catch up, and he's doing great, and he seems happy and comfortable, and it was good to catch up. He golfs a lot,
apparently. Yeah, he does. It was good to see Mark got some nice assignments and setters. He did a great job sorting through all those beautiful dogs, and there was some new springers that I hadn't seen before, so that was fun to watch. Plenty of good beagles in there. It would have been fun to be there.
No, I had a lot of fun. It was fun talking to everybody. I'm in Maryland right now because the Irish International starts tomorrow. Well, my part of it starts tomorrow. And it was fun talking to people at the garden and getting, like, I asked for advice from some people, obviously. This is my first national. So everybody was so thrilled for me. And I'll have to tell you, Wayner, I was staying at ringside and I was talking to somebody. And this woman turned and said, I recognize your voice. And she said, which one are you, Wayne or Will?
So for the first time in history, you couldn't say, where there's a Will, there's a Wayne, because I wasn't there. And Dan Buchwald, once again, super dog guy, brilliant guy. That's maybe the best thing. He's a great writer, but that's a pretty damn good thing he wrote there. That's Dan's line.
We've got our own T-shirts too then.
That's right. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And I didn't see Dan there. He wasn't there, right?
Well, we got a lot of people came up to me and thanked us for the podcast. Yeah. It was nice to know that people are listening.
Yeah, it is.
There's a good response to it all. And I enjoyed listening to people talk about how much they enjoyed the podcast. So
yeah, that's great to hear. I really, really missed doing it last week, but my head was elsewhere. Still kind of is, but it's easy when you get on dogs thinking about what you love and your passion for the sport. So good stuff. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Unfortunately, my plan was to be with you, young William, the Irish Setter National, watching you do your thing. And I'm judging for Kenny and Virginia and Scott, File and Jamie and the crew.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's 10. I've mentioned this 1,000 times, right? 10 shows in a row, and the seminars are great. So I'm going to do the German Whitehair Pointer seminar tomorrow. And there's
who's giving couple. That? Is Helen giving that? Who's giving?
I don't know. But there's a bunch of good ones lined up for the week, and I have to come back here. We still have arrangements and family things going on, so I'm only going to stay for a couple of days. But many seminars could be had.
Yeah.
The Basenji Club. I don't even know who these people are that I can think of off the top of my head, but I asked them if I could take their seminar, and unfortunately it's right when I'm judging the same time. So I can't. So rather than just saying we're sorry, they wrote back and said, hey, we'll have people meet you there the next day if you want to do some tutoring. Here's the seminars that are coming up the rest of the year. We'd love to see you there. It was really wonderful to see a club reach out and try to get people. And it's a breed that I've loved, and I've done their sweepstakes 3,000 years ago when I used to judge in my first chapter of Wayne, first volume, Wayne volume one. and I love that breed, and I really look forward to judging them someday. But it was nice of them to reach out.
Yeah, that's great.
Seminars are a big deal. Yeah,
and that's nice that they're that, you know, concerned about education, that they're going to stay and help and
right.
be there for you, you know.
Yeah, and I just, you know, it was so much fun. And, you know, I grew up Mike Work and Damer and all those people that were just so fundamental in that breed. So, and the Basenji twins in California, so it's been a breed I love, a lot. So, but, don't start me young. Don't start me. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We can see each other. You see, this is a problem because you can't see us. So yeah, things happen. Anyway,
so we haven't spoken for a while. So you know,
yeah, we haven't.
It's coming back.
It is. It is. And Will, I know you're going to do well. All you need to know is go with your gut. Don't overthink it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I'm still looking forward. This has been a breed that's been my. Yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up with, obviously, in my family.
You do it in your sleep. Yeah.
You know, it's going to be so. It's very overwhelming because I feel Maryland and this area, especially Middleburg, Virginia, was my hub for Irish setters. Sure. So yeah. It feels like this is, you know, Mecca, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It really is. Yeah. Is there cicadas there at the moment?
I heard some as I drove in. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Brody was saying in Baltimore now they're starting to die, and he said he thought it was like leaves in the, you know, on the roads, and he realized, and they're just piles and piles of stuff.
Oh yeah, I read a menu for them on Facebook somewhere. People,
oh yeah,
things, you know.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Protein. I'm sure there's protein. Well, you'll have a great time. Does your weather look decent? Are you inside or outside?
They say that it looks like it's going to be good tomorrow. It's supposed to be hot on Saturday, so
It's outdoors.
Yeah, it's outdoors.
Yeah. Well, you can't beat Irish setters against the green grass.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't.
I don't care if it's raining or sunny or snowing. You can't beat it. It's going to be fun. And I think we're indoors and outdoors now at Grays Lake. I think I'm outdoors tomorrow. I'm in three different rings tomorrow.
Oh, you're judging
Friday. I think it's Friday. I'm in three different rings. And doing, you know, hounds and sporting. And then... I'm doing owner handler best in show too on Friday, I think. So that'll be fun. I really enjoy doing those. The quality is so good. You know, sometimes you walk in to do these and you look and you think, am I in the right ring? You know, is this the real best in show? I mean, when you think about it, half the dogs of the garden could have qualified, right?
Exactly. And they take it seriously. So that's...
Yeah, they sure do. They take the rankings seriously and all that good stuff. So other than that, life's a cabaret. Where from Maryland? Where then do you go?
Oh, from Maryland, I will go. I'll go home. What's next coming up? There's some talk that we might have a dog show in July. So
that's good.
Fingers crossed. There's talk with the border opening up. We'll see, you know.
I got a great last minute. I got a great last minute invitation to judge in Costa Rica, which I really would have loved to do. But it was, you know, a week's notice and I couldn't do it. And then another nice one from New Hampshire on a day that I'm already occupied. And I would have loved to go up there. That's my old stomping grounds. And I could have got your nose spray.
Brought to you by Ultravin.
Will has an affinity, which is different than an addiction, to a nose spray. It's not an addiction because he said it isn't.
Yeah, I just really like it.
But he just really likes it every day, all day. And if there's a day without it, I think it'd be a problem.
Like a day without sunshine.
Wasn't there a story about there was a shortage and you spent all night riding around to every drugstore in Canada trying to buy it?
Scooping them all up. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was it going into business or something? Or just
No. I think people probably knew that I was using it, the whole dog show world tried it.
That's right. Now with this podcast, we're going to have the same problem. Exactly. I'm sorry. Shelves all over the world will be getting emptied of nose spray, but it's the certain kind. It's Will's. Actually, it says Will's Original on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Original on the back, but it's of something.
Everybody knows. Everybody that knows me knows about my.
That's right. Your enjoyment.
Oh, Trevin.
Enjoyment, and for me, it's.
I think you went through it for a while.
No, never. Just for a few months.
Yeah,
or maybe a year or two.
Yeah.
But
I was like the mule.
Yeah.
What are you carrying? Nothing. I don't have any Ultraman with me.
Why, there are 45 bottles of nose spray in your right pocket, sir. But I use the regular stuff, whatever you get at Costco. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Oh, I remember at the Beagle National, you had Ultraman.
Well, Tony used to get it for me from you.
From me, exactly. I was Tony's mule.
Yep. And that's right. I miss my buddy Tony, you know. You get to see him every day at work. He's a great guy. We have so many cool people in this. Anybody here how Bill's doing? Bill McFadden?
I spoke to him just after, just before the Westminster. I spoke to him, and he hadn't flown home yet. He is obviously home now. But when I spoke to him, it had just happened. It was the day I was driving, so that was what, Wednesday or something like that. I don't remember. Yeah. But he said he was sore. Obviously, you're not going to hold him down. You know, he's
right. Right.
He'll be there before you know it. And but he was. I think he was sad. He was missing everything. There's no question.
Sure. Sure. It's a lot of emotion there and to go a lot home. Of his dogs. And,
yeah. And to go home and heal.
That's right. Home and heal the body. That's what we need to do. Take care of the body, Will.
I know it. I know it. I only showed a couple of dogs at Westminster, but I walked miles. I'll tell you, my body is not used to it.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. It must have been spread out pretty big.
Oh,
the rings look big.
It wasn't too bad. It's just I wanted to watch everything. I wanted to see everything. And they were so good. The guys in the car on the golf carts, if they saw you walking, they'd hop in. Where do you want to go? And I'll tell you, one time Brian and I, the guy pulled over, let Brian and I, and he the guy driving the golf cart cut somebody off in the main line. I turned to look, it was our buddy Doug. Oh, he shook his fist at me.
How much did you tip him, Will?
What are the chances, right? He pulls in the line, cuts off somebody, and it's Dougie.
We get too
much.
You
can't make this stuff up. It's not scripted. This is it.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Well, other than
that, we're going to have him on the show one day. We are.
One of these days. Our 100th anniversary. We're going to have him on for our 100th anniversary. We'll see how it's going. Hey, anything new with your, didn't you get a puppy? Didn't you have a puppy, a beagle puppy or something? Or is it the youngster? Did you bring the youngster with you or just a special?
No, I brought the dog with me.
But the bitch just hasn't been out yet.
No, she only needs a single down here, but there's been no dog. Chosen, so I only showed her last when we were at Palm Springs that one time. It seems like years ago now.
I know people were we had a discussion about restaurants with actually the funeral director, and have you been to so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah, but I guess it was a year and a half ago last time I've been there. You know, it's just that whole year is still lost.
Well, it's so funny because you brought up that because Adam and I were at a restaurant the other day, and he had a beef dip. I said the best beef dip in the world is in Kalamazoo.
Oh yeah.
What was that pub that you took me to? It was attached to the hotel.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh my God, it was the best beef dip I've had. And then I had the local beer.
Bell's.
Oberon. I had Oberon.
Yeah, Bell's. It was Bell's.
Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah. Incredible. Great place. Grills. Bell's Eccentric Cafe. If you're ever in Kalamazoo. They have a wonderful restaurant there now. It's just we have so much going on here in Kalamazoo. I love it.
It's quite the secret, really. Like I didn't realize what it's like there. It's a nice place.
When you get written up as the hippest city and the coolest beer city, and the art scene here has always been good. And music, live music's always been important here because you've got the Gibson factory. All the guitars were made here.
Wasn't there a rumor about Elvis being there too?
At the Gibson factory, everybody came by to get their guitar fixed.
I mean, like that's where he's living now. He's been spotted in Kalamazoo.
I didn't want to say anything, but we keep him in my office. He's got a little chocolate bar. Peanut butter, bananas, everything. Very happy, Will. He's very happy.
His jumpsuit. And up here in Canada. In Canada, he lives in Tweed, Ontario. He's been spotted in Tweed, Ontario many times.
Hey, I saw Elvis in concert. So there.
So did my mom.
Wise ass.
The whole time in Toronto. Her and my Aunt Debbie went and saw Elvis.
He wasn't cool. We were teenagers. He wasn't cool. But we thought it would be really cool to go see someone who wasn't cool. And we'd laugh the whole time. We were just a bunch of punks. Cool. Well, and we went to Madison Square Garden. And everyone had pearls and white gloves and mink stoles. And then there was me and my two buddies who probably just looked like we hitchhiked in because we did. And we had a wonderful time, and we became actual Elvis fans.
Sure. My family was brought up on Elvis, you know.
I was brought up on old Johnny Mathis and Perry Como and my father, Forks, Frank Sinatra, of course,
and
my
dad. I gotta love Frank.
So yeah, fun times. Anyway, we're getting off track. It's just
fun.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bed. I helped my children move today, and their beagle Olive was sensational the whole time. She just kind of sits there and looks at you like, you're moving way too fast. I'm a mellow beagle.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to read my standard. I'm going to study my standard. I'm going to just sit here in this room and...
Better.
I am. Better.
What's the maximum size for a male?
Male what? Our male's so slow in Canada now, it doesn't matter.
Did I ever tell you this story when I was doing it? I may have told it. I've judged a lot for the Australian Shepherd Club of America. Great group with great dogs. And they asked me to do juniors once. And it was right before the dogs were coming in. And I saw a dog outside the ring that I thought was really handsome, but he looked a little big. So you have to answer, you have to ask the kids questions about the standard. So I went right down the line and I asked three questions to all of them. But one question was the same. What's the maximum size for the Australian Shepherd male? And so when I got it, when 5 out of 8 of them had the same answer, I knew I had it. And I was okay.
I won't say it. I have a good story about that. I'm not going to say it, though.
Work like a charm.
But, anyway. All right, Wayner. I'll go get some rest, and I will go. Yeah. Study and prepare myself for tomorrow's event. And,
thanks, Will. And again, thanks to all our listeners for all the, and just friends. And, you know, we have a family sport here, and I really appreciate all your kind words regarding my mother. So thank you all again.
You are loved, Wayne.
I love you guys, Will. And Doug, too. I even love Will. I mean, Doug. I mean, is it Will or Doug? I can't.
Don't get us mixed up again.
You look just
alike. Happened all the time in Canada. Exactly.
All right,
man.
We will see you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again for another ride on the Dog Show to Drive.
Party on, sir.
Talk to you soon.
No way.
Down rocky cliffs, give me grace, bury my sins, shattered glass.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Can't hold me back.
Taking yourself so damn seriously.
Strange things have come and gone to see the world and take the throne. Don't hold back.